Pope Benedict XVI once said that the greatest defense of the Catholic faith is found in the art that the Church has produced and in her saints. We live in a unique period in time right now when the two transcendentals of truth and goodness are no longer seen as universally the means to transcend this earthly reality here below unto the divine. When we speak of the transcendentals in philosophy or theology, we speak of those elements of being that all being participates in that point to their origin in the divine. So we speak of true, the good, and the beautiful. And so the path towards truth was embarked upon in order to conform one's intellect with reality and bring it together into a peaceful harmony. But our culture as a whole now embraces the words of Pilate and says, what is truth? Truth isn't no longer a means to knowing God now. Now truth is relativistic. And our culture says, well, there's your truth, and then there's my truth. The journey to goodness through the paths of virtuous life used to be an appealing thing. But our culture now looks at discipline and sacrifice and says, what's the point? I can have more pleasure, more fun doing whatever I want, whenever I want. So truth and goodness are no longer appealing to our culture in the same way that it used to be. But when we look at the third transcendental of beauty, beauty. Although distorted at times, our culture still longs for beauty. You can see it with our new technology, with our 4K ultra high definition TV, where we want to see precise, defined beauty. We see it in our social media culture with Instagram or Snapchat, where we want to see images of up-to-date beauty, sharing that beauty with others. In fact, this yearning is almost the strongest in our culture's multi-billion dollar pornography industry, bigger than all the sports businesses combined, where this search for beauty, although terribly warped, is manifested. My brothers and sisters, as Dostoevsky once said, beauty will save the world. And what the Church requires, in fact, what God through the Church requires of you, asks of you, urges of you, is to manifest the beauty of a saint. Manifest the beauty of the saint in the world which is so blinded by its lust that it cannot see itself nose-diving our entire generation into utter destruction. Our generation requires saints who will illumine the world with their beauty because they are God's masterful work, crafted in the crucible of suffering and love to manifest his face in the world. Jesus is calling each and every one of us to shine the light of his beauty unto this whole world, so that all of humanity may give glory to our Father in heaven. The light that will shine from us comes from a life of sanctity to which we are all called, clergy and laity. St. John Paul II writes that all the Christian faithful of whatever state or rank are called to the fullness of the Christian life and to the perfection of charity. All of us. To the fullness of the Christian life and the perfection of charity. In other words, sanctity. But the beauty of the saints do not come from themselves. Having been conformed to Christ by contemplating his face day in and day out, they too begin to radiate his face, the beauty of God in this world, as St. Paul says, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. And in the Eucharist, we behold the glory of the Lord with unveiled faces in the deep recesses of our hearts and allow him to shine there so that his light will illumine our whole being and radiate his face, his beauty that the world so desperately needs. The missionaries of charity after receiving the Eucharist in their moment of thanksgiving after Mass, they would recite this prayer called Radiating Christ. It's a prayer formed by John Henry Cardinal Newman. And it's a beautiful prayer because it highlights the fact that the light that we shine in this world does not come from ourselves, but it comes from Christ himself. And by doing so, we attract others to Christ through ourselves and manifest the beauty of sanctity that our world needs. And so I'm just going to read this prayer. Radiating Christ. Dear Jesus, help me to spread thy fragrance wherever I go. Flood my soul with thy spirit and life. Penetrate and possess my whole being so utterly that all my life may only be a radiance of thine. Shine through me and be so in me that every soul I come in contact with may feel thy presence in my soul. Let them look up and see no longer me, but only Jesus. Stay with me, and then I shall begin to shine as thou shinest, so to shine as to be a light to others. The light, O Jesus, will be all from thee. None of it will be mine. It will be thou shining on others through me. Let me thus praise thee in the way that thou dost love best by shining on those around me. Let me preach thee without preaching, not by words, but by my example, by the catching force of the sympathetic influence of what I do, the evident fullness of the love my heart bears to thee. Amen.